This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. There are times when I wish I had no conscience, that I didn't care about some things. You know, I wish I could just think and feel that everything is fine. I shouldn't care that the Arctic is melting or that polar bears swim to nowhere. Oh, heck, who cares, I should say. Closer to home, you know, road kills make me sad. Beautiful wild creatures dead along the road, lives ended abruptly by the thump of a bumper or the weight of the wheel. Snakes, toads, rabbits, deer. Goodness, I get sad. And you could say, well, there's plenty of those coach whip snakes, or there's plenty of badgers, there's plenty of all those roadkill critters, Petey, but I've been thinking about all the plants and animals that are officially listed as threatened or endangered in Arizona. And at one time, there were plenty of those flora and fauna. I mean, there were plenty of yucky chub, plenty of yucky catfish, willow flycatchers, Mexican spotted owls, and cactus ferruginous pygmy owls, and gray wolves, and jaguars, ocelots. I mean, endangered snails. They're endangered snails. They're fish. They're frogs. But once there were plenty of them, plenty to go around, you know. So if I'm sad at a box turtle roadkill, I'll just say to myself, oh, heck, Petey, there's plenty of those to go around. Oh, I wanted to tell you about a cool lizard, not endangered, and oh, there's plenty of them. It's across the valley from our home to the banks, the Oaxalote, at my job. I chase, I capture, and photograph Texas horned lizards. They are so cool, 5 inches long and sort of flat. They are the horny toad, Phrynosoma cornutum, Phrynosoma. I hope I'm saying that right. I should ask a good herp friend. Maybe it's Phrynosoma. Sounds like a cold capsule. Phrynosoma, from the Greek for toad-like, cornutum, referring to two prominent horns on the back of this rascal's head. Texas horn lizards eat ants and small insects during the daylight hours. And in my old Peterson Field Guide, Western Herps, it says that if I want to see them, I should walk in concentric circles around an anthill to search for these lizards in their habitat, of course, which is, in this case, grassland with loose, sandy soil. Sometimes when you pick one of these Texas horn lizards up, a defense mechanism is to squirt blood, a stream of blood, from its eyes. Wow, that's so cool. And this is very cool. When it rains, the Texas horn lizard, this Phrynosoma cornutum, turns into a water harvester, a little Brad Lancaster that arches its back, lowers its head, and water runs off the arched back and down to the horn lizard's mouth. Oh, it's true, it's true. Texas horn lizards are water harvesters. You go, you horn Texas lizards. Oh, it just makes me want to dance. I think we should create a dance, the Texas horn lizard water harvesting dance. Oh, yeah. Oh, recently, I can't get off of this. I read that the Benson, Arizona City Council approved 28,000 homes development just outside of town. All I could think of was, well, adios to the San Pedro River, adios to that amazing biotic community. I think San Pedro River is one large endangered species, don't you think? Don't you think? I wish I didn't care. So anyway, I was looking through some old papers recently. I came across something I wrote many years ago, when the cactus pygmy owl was delisted from endangered to what? It's just delisted. I don't know. I don't know if it's a poem. I remember Truman Capote's review of Jack Kerouac's On the Road, and he said, "This isn't writing. This is typing." So here is some of my typing. You got to be kidding. Is that really true? The pygmy owl ain't endangered? Did you hear that too? That's got to be a joke, but in very bad taste. Someone's sense of humor has certainly been misplaced. Blade all the desert up on the northwest side? I'm not laughing, but thinking homicide. Oh, you could build 4,000 homes and put up a little shrine and put it by a clubhouse where all the golfers come to dine. A statue of an owl with some words written below like, "These owls are all gone, but there are plenty in Mexico." Oh, I'm sure we'd come up with some meaningful words like, "These owls got in the way of our attractive suburbs." Hey, we could put up shrines for all the flora and fauna too. Just a little something to say, "Gosh, we miss you." Oh, I'm feeling bad and I can't joke anymore. Is this the beginning of the end for the desert I adore? Can't we please save those owls and all that desert too? 'Cause when they're gone, they're gone. And that makes old Petey blue. I'm Petey Mesquite. And this has been Growing Native.